This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday, and thanks for tuning in with us. And so we have a wonderful topic.
It's awesome.
So who's reading?
I guess you are.
I thought you were.
I'm reading the scripture, I think.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we just want to know from you all out there, have you lost the track of your spirit? Does living in a troubled world make life seem like a survival game filled with hard work and a daily grind of fear? Maybe it's because you're trying to do it all yourself. That sounds familiar. Anyway, we just want you to know God is there for you, and He wants to help you gain your sense of purpose by reconnecting with Him.
That's right, and that comes from Psalms 121, 1 through 3. I look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who watches over you will not slumber.
I keep thinking of that song that Cassie Brown sings.
Me too.
Where does my help come from?
That's right.
Help comes from
the Lord,
the maker of heaven and earth.
That's right.
So I've been guilty of trying to do things myself. How about you?
Yeah. A lot.
So give us an example.
So many times in the flesh, you know, which means in the humanness of myself, I get caught up in just trying to take care of everything myself. It's almost like, you know, like when you're growing up, when you get to an age to where you really don't want to worry your parents about it.
Yeah.
You know, man, I don't want to tell my dad or my mom, you know, I mean, you know, I don't want to worry them about it. You know, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I have that same feeling about God. Sometimes I'll think, you know, man, I don't want to bother God about this, man. He's done so much for me. He hung on the cross for me. He saved my life. And I'm going to worry Him about this?
That's exactly what He wants.
You know, and exactly. And then of course, that's Satan. You know, that's the evil one talking to me. And then I just kind of push him to the side and say, you know, get out of my way. And then I realize, you know, well, that's what God wants me to do. Mm-hmm. He wants me to come to Him because He loves me so much. That's that unconditional love, mm-hmm. that he just wants us to know, man, you're not a burden to me.
That's right.
I made you exactly the way I wanted to. Mm-hmm. You are perfect in my eyes.
Yeah.
So come to me. Come to me with your tears. Come to me with your joy.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
Just come to me.
All you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Yeah, I just, you know, I tell you.
You're a little bit exhausted right now with this time of year. So
God is the God of the universe. Mm-hmm. And He's our dad. Mm. You know, and so, man, go to Him. Guys, don't ever think that you're a burden to God.
Right. The help is right in front of us.
Yeah.
Just go for it.
That's right.
There may be someone that's right in front of you that you are in a relationship with that you need to ask for help. Sometimes it's right in front of you.
Yeah.
But you know, what creeps in a lot of times that keeps us from doing that is called pride.
That's right. Guilt, shame.
I don't really want to bother anybody with this. They don't need to know. That is pride in all of its glory.
That's exactly right.
And, you know, and the root of that is fear.
Yeah.
So, now that we've solved that problem, mm-hmm. No, seriously, it is huge for, you know, single moms always think about her trying to do everything themselves. Yeah. I think about me when I was a single gal after having been married for a long time, you know. I didn't realize how much you guys actually do till I was single after having been married for a long time. And you know, just how much our parents did for us.
Yeah.
When we were growing up and then got out on our own, or whatever the case may be, when we get into just trying to be self-sufficient, not only do we become an island, but we get disconnected from Him.
Yeah.
And then that's why we call this, have you lost track of your spirit?
That's true.
And so we're all about keeping our spirit man strong. and keep your spirit man strong, then you're going to be able to deal with all the things that are going on in this troubled world. And that requires time. It's a relationship with God. And what does a relationship require? Time, nurturing, attention. And of all the relationships, this is the one that's vital to our spirit.
That's true. You know, and when I was single for so many years, I don't know how I got dressed in the morning, you know? I mean, because it just seems like I can't get dressed without my wife's help. You know what I mean? Honey, what am I going to wear today? Does this look good? You know? I mean, I don't know how I did it. You know what I mean? And so I realized, too, how just the little things that Teresa does for me that sometimes we take for granted. Sometimes we just overlook. Because when I was single, I didn't have anyone there helping me do that stuff. I didn't have someone making my oatmeal in the morning with peanut butter. Oh, it's really good, by the way.
It's almond butter.
Oh, it's almond butter.
I could break that to you now. It's not peanut butter, honey.
Well.
It's about honesty and transparency.
Okay.
You're kind of picky, but it's almond butter. Is that okay?
Yeah. But anyways.
Don't think bad of me. Sometimes I have to do that with you. I have to kind of sneak it in and just so you'll try it because he's all about flavor.
Well, anyway, I retract everything I just said. I'm joking.
It's good, as long as it's got the maple in it, anyway.
But in all honesty, though, you know, those are the little things that, guys, if you're married, don't take for granted, okay? Because they are your helper. You know, it says who, you know, have you lost track of your spirit? Are you trying to do it all yourself? You know, God intended your wife to be your helper, to walk beside you every single day, okay? And you, too. You doing little things like taking out the trash or unloading the dishwasher or whatever, taking the dog outside, doing just little things that maybe they, you know, didn't really like doing when they were single.
Well, you know, and that's another way we're talking about reconnecting with God. We reconnect when we, you know, help each other like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the relationship, and it's all about, you know, God and His design for us as human beings to realize we're not intended or designed to do things alone.
That's right.
To make decisions by ourselves. Proverbs talks about, you know, seeking wise counsel. Go on and find you some people that, you know, we always say that you can trust and be transparent with and say, what do you think about this?
Yeah.
You know, that's been a real rude awakening for us, having lost our parents and then my mom not being in a position now to really give us any kind of advice to go, gosh, who do we talk to?
Yeah.
But, you know, because He loves us so much, He's planted people in our life and we're grateful for them. We've got some wonderful divine connections. You know, older people in our life that we can go through. We've got someone right across the street.
That's right. We sure do.
How blessed can that be?
I know.
You know, how grateful we are for her. Sharon. Shout out to Sharon. Anyway.
You know, our topic today, we're talking about, you know, life is a survival game. You know, you've always heard only the strong survive. Well, let me revise what that says. Only the weak survive. Okay? That are strong in God.
Mm-hmm.
We may think that we're all that in a bag of chips. That, yeah, we can handle it. You know what? Throw your arms up and say, you know what, God? Sometimes it's just too much, man. You know? Show your humility, your weakness, and then God will be strong. Because when I'm weak, He is strong. Mm-hmm. It says right there in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't intend to write that in there for us not to use it. There's a purpose there. Okay? So don't think you have to be all that, okay? Let Him be all that, okay? and I tell you, man, it makes all the difference in the world. All the difference in the world. You know, so many times as we go through, you know, trying to do everything ourselves, we just forget that God is there, man. He's right there with you.
And I love that scripture that you talked about, and it's in 2 Corinthians 12:10.
Mm-hmm.
For when I am weak, then I am made strong.
Yeah.
You know, it's when you have something, you go, there is, and you look back and you go, how in the world did I do that? And God showed up. That's how.
He showed up in a situation we've had, you know, worrying us over the past month. He showed up.
Yeah.
You know, He showed up. And I tell you what, man, you know, it will test your faith. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
But then your faith will be revitalized when you realize there's no possible way this could have happened without God's intervention.
Right. And what you just said, though, it had to do with relationships,
That's
too.
That's right.
Our relationships with other people are vital.
Yeah.
We need each other. And it's okay to go to one another and say, we got to talk. We need to let you know we're struggling.
Yeah.
And when you're in leadership roles sometimes, that's extremely hard to do.
Yeah, that's true.
And we have found that a lot of times people that have been leaders over us, we have to stop and remind ourselves they're human too.
Yeah.
And they got problems and struggles. But when you're always in the leadership role, it's kind of hard to let that be made known.
It is.
So it was a real learning experience for us.
Yeah. Well, our topic today, we say, are you living in a world, it's a survival game. Are you trying to do it all yourself? And we say in our title, are you trying to reconnect with him? Well, honey, some people maybe never have connected with him.
Right.
Okay. And some people may have walked away from him and need to reconnect with him. And there's some people, I'm telling you right now, they're in church, been in church for years, sitting in the same pew, doing the same ministry, and they realize, my gosh, I need to reconnect with God.
Mm-hmm.
I've never given my heart to him. We'd love to give you that opportunity today. Admit to him your weakness so he can make you strong to go through this life. Where it's not a survival game, it's a spiritual game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a game of love.
Yes.
A game that Jesus Christ will always be victorious.
Mm-hmm.
So please, pray this prayer with us. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, I know you hung on the cross, that you died on the third day. And because of the cross, I ask you to forgive me of my sins. And my sins are forgiven. Lord, I am weak, and I want you to be the one in my life who is strong. Guide me, love me, and thank you for being my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was good.
Very good. And if you prayed that prayer, we'd love for you to email us at info@livingitup.org. Or if you have any comment, man, email us. Drop us just a short email.
We hope that whatever your day has in store, your evening has mm-hmm. in store, that you'll stand back and take a look and decide, have I lost track of my spirit?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have, we hope that we've helped you, decide that it's time to do something about it.
That's right.
God's always there for you.
He is.
So start living it up today and reconnect with him.
While beginning again.